Вот, и вот змея. Но я приколы и нихом из таких животных. И не стал, что захочет мне сказать. И мало того, вот он их шапкой, муча на шапке. Дай махлэк и дикей мэйдэ. И сил он митал и шехея. У бишам ай гозу, шехея хоты меня. И дина хоса без таких животных, и дина сына тон. Кишейн, кишейн, шахтин, а уже тон. И арок это май тон. Арови без таких животных. Музокин лохорит дыхоты. וזה שאומרנו שהמים הלא מוספקים את המקווה, אין לא נשים מבלי היתכים לא נגורים מבלי שעושים פסק. כי אם אחרי זה ניקח, זה טוב, לא נעשים מנשים, קודם זה פסק פסק גם במזוי כאן. אבל הדבור נמור לי מנעת איתי, כי מניע כן, אם אני חגע את עיניו, ונשמע לו לה, ואין נשאות לי, 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 המסכון איתי זה מזה המדעת ושם, כי מי שקיבל אותה לכאן, זאת אומרת, we got we have like Tanakam. Because if the Tanakam and Rameya against Rabies, we are only Allah and Rabies and Rameya, but here it's a Machlekes. Be of Rabies, he against Tanakam. Surely, the Mistazu, the Chodu, the Mistazu, the Mistazu, the Allah and the Shama, the Manaskon, the Zoom, the Mishi, the Chlai, the Shmina, the Dovo, the Gospel, the Mishkan, the Shama. So that's like Rababrom, the Mishra, the Rababrom, Now, the second mission, mission of the Lord. Haminiach tablet tachat atzimah. Ik nishmur basbez, pisales samim, vimlaav ina pisales samim. Tablet means a tablet. So, basbez means rims. So, if it has rims, now, according to Moses Bishenim, only if it has rims on all the four sides. But suppose it has rims on three sides, then it's not a good. Because if it has rims on four sides, so any water that comes in stays there. But if it has rims on three sides, and the four sides is flat, without any rims, so maybe it cannot be kept there, so the water will flow out. But the smak shiting is that if it has rivazbes, if it has rims on three sides, it's also considered possible. A clay kibble and it's shore. If water comes in there, so it becomes shore. But if it has rims only on two sides, then the smack is also made that it's not considered a kibble. I mean, what's the difference between three sides and two sides? It's a question of degree. I mean, how long can the mashke be kept? So if it has just rims on two sides, so then it will pretty soon come out of the water. But if it has rims on three sides, so then it can stay there for a certain time. That's the reason as to why, according to the smart, if a cable has rims on three sides, so it's considered a flaky. Alright. If you shall pass me to sell a samik, we love any to sell a samik. Zok fall into a binkachu binkachu in pisal samik. In other words, suppose you have a towel, and let's say this is the ring. This is the ring. This is the ring. And this is the ring. And this is the ring. It has four rings. But he sets it up the other way. And then my ring goes over. So it doesn't become short. In other words, when do we say that if my ring enters a clear kibbutz, so it becomes show only, let's say, you invert the cup, a pot. If, let's say, the glass stands the natural way with the open side on top, and then water goes over it into the tank, then it becomes show. But suppose you take the glass and you invert it, and then water goes over the gap of the inverted gap of the glass, of the cup, of the pot. So it doesn't become shown. In other words, in order to become shown, the water has to enter through the tank. But if the kele has it, but the water doesn't enter into the tank, it enters on the gap, then it doesn't become shown. I mean, it's a double portion. Alright. Zot von duach, ben kach, 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 ben המים ממיק, להמשיך המים ממיק. אם יש שלו וזבא, סוף הסוף יגדל ובוסר, כדי שיהיו לו בסכים. פיסל את המקווה להב למים שוב, ומשמצינה להב למיץ למקווה, דמייר ומצינה שקוראים לסלחוגי כפרישס. זוקו מדייך, תורים זה דאו, כדי שתודח מדייך שבו, אם יפיסל את המקווה, דלוי קיים כדרך קבלוס. It's like an invert, that means, זוקו מדוח means like an inverted glass, an inverted pot, an inverted cup. So if water will come on the gob of the glass, it will not become shown. The water has to be contained in the teif, in the kibble, not just to go over a kele that has a biscuit. That's not enough. And if you tell us something, now. The rush. תחס הצינאיה שקובל איזה פרוקי כמפרישס ומי החטב ותחת להמשך המים למקווה בסורס המקווה אבל מים שולי והודי יש לו לסבס בבו בסאו ומי משום ישחו חייסים זה ביסקי בו ובשם מסרס קיילים אין לי דאג בכלום now we see so not because there is a מחלת את השם if some the shame say that we need because of the lasbis even if it has a lasbis of a rims rims on three sides so it's considered to be skippable and any water that comes in becomes shown. So he says, we couldn't be metallic from the Loshin Imperi Shein Misakas Kleili. What's the Loshin Imperi Shein Misakas Kleili? Ha-Tehiri Shebich Lecheres, Tavre Shein Bo Nizbis. Because Lecheres, there he deals with Kabbalah Stum. But, should take Lecheres in a Kabbalah Stum. Only a Lecheres that has a skippable is a Kabbalah Stum. Not should take Lecheres. So we couldn't be indicted from the Loshin, one way or the other. He says, Victor Atele Shebuch Lecheres, Tav Loshin Lo Nizbis. So we couldn't be indicted, Tav Loshin Lo Nizbis. In other words, that it means, Tav Loshin Lo Nizbis, that when it's a Torah, it has no Nizbis Ligam. Doch Anami Victor Atmein Shebuch Lecheres, Tav Loshin Lo Nizbis. Sheyesh Lo Nizbis. Now, so we couldn't be medayik from that Loshin, because that Loshin, even though it is used, Loshin Yochin, so we may lay, but we have to say that this, it doesn't say, Tav Loshin Yeshbo is Bazin, Loshin Rabbi, Rims. It says, Tav Loshin Yeshbo is Bis. So, with Luke, he could be medayik since it seems to be singular. So we may lay that, so then it means that, so it should be like, Hatir Shebu Hecheres, Tavlo Sheibo is this. When is it not Mikabu Tumi? If it has no rim at all, but if it has a rim, it is Mitami. And so if you are going to be like that, so then you could be Midaik from the Roshin, Hatmeim Shebu Hecheres, Tavlo Sheibo is this. If it has one is this, the answer is you cannot be Midaik from that Roshin. Because sometimes, the singular is used in a collective sense. In other words, Lisbeth has reference, can have reference to all the four rims together. Zok for Riduach, today she to duach with the neighbor shepherd. And if you sell it, Samik, keep the kind of Kedera Kabbalah. Tani Biki said, Tavlo she nisno, Tavlo she nis, she nosno tachas atzine el Riduach. Vichin kelim she nosno tachas atzine el Riduach. Vishayim Mukhshuk. So whatever water, now in order that Mayim should be Makhshuk, it's a Boaz Tumeh, so there has to be Rotz. But here, there is the element of Rotz. In view of the fact that we put the Tavre beneath the Tzineir, and then the rainwater runs through the Tzineir, through the gutter, and that the Tavre should be rinsed, should be washed out with the water that drips down from the Tzineir. So there was the element of pots. So the melee in that water came in contact with an echo, so the echo becomes mukhshel kabbalah stum, because there is the element of pots. So the chen kelim shenosim tachas atzineh, liduach, v'sheinim v'sheinim. So each plate, let's say, that you put tachas atzineh to wash it out, so the water in that plate, is as it comes down into the plate, is capable of being Machshel Kabbalah Stum, because there is element of Chotz. Pirush, who? Shomu Avoyim So Harei Lukshe. פירוש, וכשור מוכשר לקו, ותומק למה, אם לא פרוע פירוס, הרי אם מוכשר, לחושב משכה לראות, כדאמרים לנפר כמה לחוק, גם בקייפי קורא, קרא על הקיסר בשביל של דוח החוק. שום פה ממשו הרי מוכשר מציל, now this is, I don't understand this din of the deceptive. Here the deceptive says, in other words, if the water that came in through, that went through the gutter, through the tzile, and then it dripped down into the mikve, into the mikve. Now that never became show, because it was a tzile without the miskivu. So then, so once that water, that mikve became filled up with memso, so any water from that mikveh cannot be machshir, litabolosfer. Why? So the Gro says there, the Gro, in explaining the deceptive, טבלה שנוסנו על גבי הצינה להודיח, וכן כאילו שנוסנו תחס הצינה להודיח, ושני ושני מוכשו קו אותו. שולו ממסו הרילו קשר. שולו מהבו ימסו, דביר אגרו. הרילו תאיר, פיר שוב עם מכשיר. So that water that filled up the mikveh and was mushroom into memso, so any water, if any water of that mikveh, so it comes in contact with the neichel, so it's not mahshir. The nase mikveh, and mikveh in mahshir kishu mechuba lekavik. Now the question is this, why do we have to resort to the fact that it's shomul and memso? Mayim shebikavke is not mahshir, that's the aloche. So even if it's not a mikveh, mayim shebikavke is not mahshir. Why does he say, dafke, Dafke because it's Shomu Memso. Now it's mentioned this aloha in the Rambam. Now, the base must come soft. Halacha ches, eichlin shehuchshehu, kishehei mechubor mekarke, oi shehuchshehu, bimayim amchuborim shemekarke, eini hechsher. So what does it mention? The test can be dafke memso, and suppose it's not a mikveh? If water that is mekarke, bimayim mechubor, so comes in contact, ruin the neichel, so the neichel does not become mukhshir kabbalah stumim. Eini hechsher ad sheyukhshiru acha shenekhu bimayim hatlushim, ad sheyukhshiru acha shenekhu bimayim hatlushim min hakarke, oi bishomash shenesa bichol kli, shenema bichol kli eini machshir ad sheyisle, the Torah says bichol kli, eini machshir ad sheyisolish min hakarke, kinamayim shebkeh. So why dafki vishlimu? Here he says, Shoma abonim zohar nitunim, pir shubim achshirim, that water, once it was mashim, memso, so then that water cannot be machshir. Dinasem mikveh, umikveh ni machshir kishom lechuba lekav. But even if it's not a mikveh, even if there is no memso, even if it's not memso, and even though it's shown, but any mayim that is mechuba lekarki cannot be machshir. So we have to say, it's inconceivable that the halacha that mayim mechubori is not machshir and is limited only to mayim shebikarki that is mimik. That's inconceivable. But we have to say as follows. Now, what is the Rambam saying here?
in die Herrscher, die Juchscher, die Acher, die Lecker, die Meim, die Tusch in der Karte. So, even though, so in other words, even apple, let's say, that never came in contact with water, will fall into a river, and become moist. And then the shepherds will come in contact with that apple, the apple will not be mikabutu. Because since it was moist by water that was mikarke in the river, so it's mayu v'chuporim is not marshal kabalastum. But suppose someone would go into the river and he would fill up his hands with water, and then after he fills up his hands with water, so he'll throw an apple into that water. So then it will become mukhsha, because then it's already there. So it seems this is the chiddush of the Tisef. And that's why it depends, this Tisef emphasizes the fact that it's made mikveh, that it's shomer mikveh. In other words, that Tisef doesn't mean, that Tisef doesn't mean that once it is shomer, the memso, and then an apple will fall into the mikveh and become moistened, so it doesn't become mukhsha. As a result of the moistening by the water of the mikveh. Because even if it's not a mikveh, if water falls into a river, I mean, not dafke river, any mayim shebikarke. In any mayim shebikarke, it does not become mukhsha. But what it means is this: suppose it chomul in a mikveh, and then a person would go into the mikveh, and he would be tabled himself. And as he comes out and he has drops of water on his body and his head and his whole group, so then he'll take an apple and he'll bring it in contact with the drops of water that is on his group. So mimele, so we say that it will not become mukhsha. That must be the pshat in the sefte. Why? Because since he was stable himself in mei mikveh, so the reason as to why, if you are Eka, true, Mayim Shebikarke is not Makshia, because Mayim Shebikarke does not have a Shemashia. But if you are Eka, the Mayim Shebikarke, you take with your hands, you fill up your hands with Mayim, and then you throw the apple into your hands, so then it is Makshia. Because once you are Telishe from the Karke, so then it acquires a Shemashia. Masheinke, when one immerses himself in the mikveh, So the drops of water that he has on his goof do not acquire a shemash. So Mimele, this is what the Tisefta means. These are the Tisefta means. Shomu memso areluk sheirim. Pirishuvi machshirim. These drops of water that are on the goof of the person as a result of immersing himself in the mikveh, so he still does not have a shemash. Why? Because it's mei mikveh, so mele it's afkoye of the shemashke, because it's still the mei mikveh. Now, the Rosh, hamizniach tachas atzinei. המקליח מים למקווה, והצינר הנה פסל שם מקווה, לפי שאין לי דלת לזבזים, והניח תו ותחתו, להמשך המים למקווה, אם יש ללבז בעצמה ובסרו, נעשה המים שובים, ופסל עם המקווה, זוב כל לידויס, אין לי פסל שם מקווה, כיו שנימד את דרך קבלוסו, ומיירה דיבלוי עד נאו. This is a very important rush. So he says, ומיירה דיבלוי עד פילה אוי נמשוך עם המים למקווה. ilavoche aval pidei nifsoli machmashive mikol bokin teiklei mishum davoi al vitar bino kidam bino we come with verike. Now the roshite is that the requirement of avios al vitar applies to mikve, not only to mayim, not like the shittes haramba and the shittes yirei, that the whole aloha of avios al vitar applies only to mayim chayim, to mayim, but it applies to mikve in general. So in other words, something that is mikabutume cannot be used as a medium of transmission, of transmitting the water into the mikveh. So the question was, here the Mishnah tells us that zok kol hadiach b'kach v'inkach and b'seles es hamikveh. Why? Because it doesn't become shol. Why doesn't it become shol? Even though it has a viskibol, But in order to become shov, so the water has to come to the tank. But if you take a glass and you invert it, and then the water glides over the gap of the glass, not so the water never enters the briskivul, the toch of the kele, so it doesn't become shov. But since it has a briskivul, it has rims. The tablet has rims, so it has a briskivul. So then it's become tume. Now if it's become tume, so and that water goes into the mikveh. So melee, it should be possible. It should be possible because it's abiosnali tume. I was at tume. So the Rosh could have given another tablet. And this is what many say. The Rosh, because the aloha of abiosnali tume is only shayach if it comes in directly into the mikveh from this medium that is mikavu tume. But if, let's say, it doesn't come in directly, let's say, suppose you have now a metal pipe without a miskim. A metal pipe that has no miskim, it doesn't have any cavity to be mikavut tzeiras. So then it's not, it cannot become shov, the water cannot become shov, except according to the Rabbi Batinore and the first Madura of the Rambam, some mele, it does become shov only if later on you construct the cavity. But suppose you never construct the cavity. So then even according to the Rabbi Batinore and according to the Rambam, it doesn't become shov. Become shov. But a critical mattress is become tumen in the raise. So the question is, suppose you construct a gutter, a tzine, a hollow tzine, and the rainwater drips down from the roof through that tzine, and then it leads to the mikveh. So then the halacha is like as follows. If the tzine extends up to the mikveh mamesh, let's say you have here a tzine, a metal pipe with kabotum in the rice, and here's the mikveh. And the tzineya and the rainwater comes in through here, through this opening, and then it enters the mikveh, into the mikveh directly. So then it's possible, because it's according to the shittas of Sheni, that Abiyosan al-Ritume applies to mikveh. Not according to the Rambam, but according to the other Sheni. It becomes possible because it's Abiyosan al-Ritume. But suppose that the pipe extends only near the mikveh, it doesn't extend into the mikveh. And then, after the water runs out from the other opening of the pipe, it writes down, even if there is no hamshoche. Or, let's say, suppose hamshoche is not effective. Let's say there is no hamshoche, because many rishonim say, in order to have hamshoche, so then it must be spilled, it must come out, kibbutz vochim away. Or, let's say, it's all the memsor. So hamshoche bikure is not effective. So in such a case, as long as the pipe does not enter the mikveh, but ends near the mikveh, and then after the water, after coming out from the pipe, they run into the mikveh, so it's kosher. Shov, it's not shov, because it has no briskivul. And as far as abiyosan al-ritume is concerned, so Rishonim say only when it directly comes through that medium into the mikveh. But if it comes out before the mikveh, and then it runs into the mikveh, so the psul of habiyos al-litume doesn't apply. So, mainly the Rosh could have given the teretz that here, when the Mishnah does not have reference to a case where, let's say, water passed over the tablet that was inverted, so, and then, so the Mishnah does not have reference to the case where the person, where that tablet directly fell into the mikveh. But when indirectly the water glided into the mikveh, so then it wouldn't be the psul of Avios al-Nitume. But the Rosh gives another tenets. He says, even if the water would directly flow into the mikveh, without Visas Yadon, would directly throw into the mikveh. Let's say a wind would blow the tablet and the tablet is above the mikveh, and then the wind would flow the water from that table into the mikveh. So there it should be possible, the water, because it's avios l'alvitumeh, so it's not possible l'alvitumeh. Even if it will directly fall in from the table into the mikveh. Why? Because when is it, when does the psul of avios l'alvitumeh dry take effect only if this is the only medium from which it enters the mikveh. But if that water would come into the mikveh anyway, so then it's not avios l'alvitumeh. In other words, so here the Mishnah has reference to a case of where he was zekev the tavle. He was zekev the tavle eladiyah. In other words, let's say there was, let's say, a tzineh. There was a tzineh. And suppose the tzineh is mamesh in the mikveh. It ends in the mikveh. And the tzineh is not avios l'alvitumeh. Let's say it's a tzineh shel cheres, or a plastic tzineh. A plastic tzineh. It presumably is not recovered. I mean, it's discussed, this question. So, oh, let's say it's a tzineh shel cheres. So, pshutik lecheres are not recovered to me, in the rabbonon. Tzineh shel eitz is recovered to me, in the rabbonon. But tzineh shel cheres is not, if it's a pshutik lecheres, it doesn't have a diskibu, so it's not recovered to me, in the rabbonon. So, suppose you have the tzineh shel cheres, it ends in the mikveh, on top of the mikveh. And then, so the male, all the rainwater drips through the tzineh into the mikveh. But then, he had a table, he had a plate. So, above the mikveh, here below is the bottom of the mikveh. And here is the end of the tzineh. And then he took a table that has rims, but he inverted it the other way. And he put it in order to rinse it. And then that water fell into the mikveh. Suppose he didn't put the table beneath the tzineh. So the water from the tzineh would have come in anyway. So this wasn't indispensable for filling up the mikveh with the water. Even if he didn't put the table beneath the tzineh to rinse the tablet, so the water would have glided into, would have passed into the mikveh anyway through the tzineh. So mainly it's not aviyoson al vitu. This is what they were saying. Haminiach tachat tzineh. Hamkaliach mayim le mikveh. Vatzineh ene peitzat mikveh. Lifishen le dalet lasvazi. Viniach tavle tachto. Lamshech hamayim le mikveh. Im yeshu le vaz besmehav le resel. Nasa hamayim shuvim. Upeitzat mikveh. Zok volidach. Eine Pesel ist am Mikve. Kiwi schein in Meret derach Kabaloso. Und Maire, die Beloi hat viele, hoi in dem Schochen am Maire im Mikve. Even if he didn't put the table beneath the Tzineya, to rinse the table, so the water would have run into the Mikve anyway. But he happened to put the table under the Tzineya. So the Meile sees this table was not necessary as a medium of transmission, of transmitting the water. So even though it was used, it's not considered avios l'alvitum. V'ilavoche aval pidein nipsomim machmashive mikol mokim teipkola yishim d'havaya l'vitare b'inon k'davrinam l'kamon b'ferik k'davrinam l'kamon b'ferik. Alright, now the next Mishnah Gimel. Hacheitei b'tzineh l'kabel tzreves v'shalei tzkol shu u'v'shal cheres revis. Rabbi Yisai mirab v'shal cheres kol shu v'yom revis am v'shivrik v'cheres hoyu tzcheres mislach v'misechei peislem v'samikveh yoha v'sechei ofo v'mirvash kosher silen shutzom v'kan v'kan v'rochet v'na emtza eni peisel v'fne shalasa v'kabole. Now let's see the rap. Hacheti v'tziner, if somebody digs in the tziner derech tziner li esposuach v'izgod it's a pipe. So, when Pesel is a mikveh, when he chokak v'chakak yad, only as long as he doesn't have a chakak, a cavity, to be mikabel tzchilei, so it has no biskimo. So, the water that enters it does not become shown. But suppose he makes a chakak, when Pesel is a mikveh, when he chokak v'chakak yad, ki mikabel tzchilei is a ma'ak v'milch ha'mayim, וכשחוקיקה ולבסיף קובי הירה, הוי ובהוי אולוב תירס קליקי שאוי אותו לוש, הרי המים מועיתם בישורים מהם, Upeitris Amikre. Now we see a very important chiddush. Not that it's unreasonable, it's very reasonable, but it's still a chiddush in this Mishnah. Now we learned, we saw in the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Beis, that even if water passes over an inverted glass, so it doesn't become shor. Even though the glass has a biskibul, the answer is that's not enough that it has a biskibul. It has to enter the biskibul. Only if the glass enters the biskibul. But if the glass enters the inverted gavel of the glass, if the water passes over the inverted gav of the glass, of the pot, so then it does not become shor. Now, here the Mishnah says that if he is chedek b'tzinei, or he kavitz chedek, so he says, v'shaleitz kol shor. So even in the cavity that is dug, that is constructed in the tzinei, is a very small cavity, just a mikabel, tiny little chips. That's all. So the mele, the whole tzinei becomes a great kibul, and the water that goes through it becomes shor. So any water that runs through that tzinei into the mikveh, so the mikveh will be possible, because the moment the water runs through the tzinei, so it becomes shor. But the question is this: since we saw in the second Mishnah that even if the keila had a biskibul, but if the water didn't enter the tzinei, if the water didn't enter the tank, so mimele, it does not become shor. Now, here the Mishnah says that bishaleitz kol shor, ubishal cheres revis. So that means even if the cavity that is constructed in the tzinei is a tiny little cavity, so it's incapable of containing gimul gugim shor. If it's kol shor, let's say a cavity like this, will that, if you construct a cavity like this, will that be able to contain gimel ugim shurim? No. So why does the Mishnah say, so bishaleitz kol shor hari amayim oevrim bei shiubimei upeislin es amikve? Why should it pass the mikveh? Gimel ugim couldn't enter this cavity of kol shor. So how much water could enter, could be contained in this cavity that is called shul? Chotilu, that will be a guzmetu, I suppose. If it's called shul, so it means any little cavity to that will be able to contain small chips. So that means that if there is a kibul called shul, so then not only the water that enters the base kibul, the cavity, but all the water that runs through the pipe becomes shor. It's a big chiddush. Why? How is that to be distinguished from the case of zok for miduach being gachol v'kachin v'soyes hamikveh, even though it has a big teich, you invert the glass, and when you put it on the other side, and the water runs on the gav, so it doesn't become possible? The answer is, in order to become shor, so it must enter into a teich. A pipe, even though it's hollow, and even before the cavity is constructed to be kabel tzeres, but it has a teich. Everybody will consider that as a teich. There is a big difference between the inside of a pipe and the inverted gav of a glass. Inverted gav of the glass does not have any teich. It's flat. But a pipe has a teich. Isn't that a teich? I mean, when water goes through this pipe, isn't that contained in a teich, in an inside? So, but as long as there is no cavity constructed, so it doesn't have a biskibul, so it doesn't have a chalei shem klei kibul. Because in order to have a chalei shem klei kibul, it must have more than a teich. It must have rims that will contain the water, that will keep it. If it is open on both sides, you see that according to the Rav and most Rishonim, even if a tablet has three big rims, now let's say this is the tablet, it has one rim like this, it has one limb like this, and it has one limb like this. Doesn't it have a teich? But it's open on this side. It's not considered equitable. According to the smag, in such a case it's considered equitable. But if it has just two limbs, it's open on both sides, it does not have a shem equitable. But doesn't it have a teich? Can't you pour a lot of water in a tapware that has three limbs? But the water will not be kept there. It will run out. For a moment it will be kept there. But the next moment it will run out. So when does it have a chalishem plekibul if the water can be kept there? But a teich it has, even if a cavity was not constructed, it has teich. But as long as a cavity was not constructed to be kavutzreves, so then it doesn't, it's not a plekibul. It's not because it cannot keep the water, but a teich it has. Mashein came if you do construct a cavity to be kavutzreves. So then the whole pipe acquires a shem plekibul. So the melee, all the water that goes through the pipe, so goes through a teich, it's not a god, becomes shom. That's the chiddush of this Mishnah. I mean, it's not unreasonable, but if the Mishnah didn't tell us that, I mean, we could argue the other way. On the basis of the din mentioned in Mishnah Bei, Zot Voli Duach, Vikach Vikach Im Zot HaMikveh. So we see that it has to be only if the water enters the Teich, so Mimele, so that I would say that only that water that enters the Kibul of the Teich. So we see, no, it's not necessary that it should enter the Bis Kibul of the Teich. As if it doesn't have any cavity, so it's not a kibul. But if it has, if you do construct a small cavity, as small as it is, but since it has a biskibul, so mainly the whole pipe has a shem kibul. Once it has a shem kibul, so not only the water that falls into the cavity becomes shol, any water that goes through the pipe, that's a teich. So, become shom. That's the chiddush. So, he says, u'bishel cheres, so bishel eitz kol shom. So it acquires a shem plekibul, u'bishel cheres revis. But, if the pipe is a pipe made out of earthenware, so then it does not become a clay kibble, it does not acquire a halation clay kibble, unless the cavity is so large that it can contain a release of water. But suppose it's a small cavity, it cannot contain a release of water, so then it does not have a shem clay kibble. It does not have a shem clay kibble. Now what is it? Shivrik lecheres. Not shivrik lecheres. That's a Mishnah in Pirik Veis of Kehilat. Pirik Veis of Kehilat Mishnah Veis. Hadakim shepet lecheres v'kakeriseyem v'dapriseyem yeshvin shaloi misimochim shiurom mirdeisichas kotten v'adlu. Now, the Rosh explains it very well. Mishne Beis, Perik Beis, Mishne Beis. Hadakim shepet lecheres, hei v'kakeriseyem v'dapriseyem. Perik, hadakim shepet lecheres, lecheres hadakim, bein shein dakim itchloson, בין שהיו גדלים ונשברו ונשארו כרכריסיין. אגב, הוא אוכל. Yesterday was the Rosh Yotzai. It was test חשבון. It's the Rosh Yotzai. All right. Now, he alofim פייחס, he died the Rosh. So, פריחרס הדקים בין שנעצמון עם מרזיקים אלו כדי שיח הסקוטן בין שנשבו ונישו כקרסיין שוליים שלהם כקרסיין means the smithereens, the fragments of the kelim. So הדקים שפריחרס, the small, tiny The miniature keli, daki v'charis means miniature vessels, miniature earthenware vessels. They end their smitherings without nisayin and their walls. Yesh vin shaloi v'somochin, if it can stand without supporting it, shiuro mivirsichas kotn nadruk. So how large must it be? Now the halacha is pshutik v'charis is not mitarutumim. Only it v'charis that has a kibbutz. But how large must the Tcheres be in order to be capable of being Mikabu Tomeh? Don't let it be very large. Even a miniature earthenware vessel, a small, tiny, little Kele, Tcheres is Mikabu Tomeh. As long as if it is capable of containing as much water as is necessary for Sichas Kot. So the Rosh says, so hey Pirush, Hadakish Mukheres, Mukheres Hadakim, Beishin Dakin Khosom, Beishu Yuk Daily, Vinishbro, Vishau Katri Sayan, Hanishulayan with the Sayan, Vihim Beishin Luis Micho, Shio to Mosom, Marzikim Kinisikaskot, Kinitanya Kirkamati, Shemin Kinlosa Hilakot. So that's like Abitsoy Shabbos. So if you are making enough shemen, kibosa chiva kotten is ezech shetet nechshives. Umforish bigmore eiva kotten shal kotten meyein. Adlu, shiru ze ha-shever, mikli, shal hoyo tchilose el luk, vim hoyo tchilose yeisam luk, shiru shlorov birviz, atzo, vim hoyo mitchilose yeisam iso, shiru shlorov kichotzi luk atzosai. So the aloch in the Mishnah is mentioned like this. The dakin shem klicheres, so even if it is so small that the kibul is only capable of containing enough mashke, kidei sichas kotn, very small base kibul, so it already has the chshives of a kele, and it can be mikabel tume, and mikabel mitume. Now, so suppose originally the klicheres was much larger. It originally the klicheres was capable of containing, the biskibu was so large of the klicheres that it was capable of containing a half a look, 3/4 of a look, 5/6 of a look, up to a look, and then it broke, and the fragment of this klicheres also has a tail, also has a biskibu. Let's say sometimes you break a tail. So you have the smithering of that klicheres is still able to contain mashke. So then, as long as the original capacity, containing capacity of the klicheres was not more than a rub, not more than a rub, what we say reviz, that means 1/4 of a rub, reviz a rub. So if the original capacity, containing capacity, of the klicheres was up to a luk inclusive, not more than a luk, and then it broke. If the fragment is still capable of containing kedisichas kotn, so it's mikabel, because there is aloha that a fragment, a smithering of the klicheres is also mikabel. A smithering of the klicheres is mikabel. There is a machleket between the Rambam and the Raya. According to the Rambam, this is peculiar to klicheres. It doesn't apply to any other kele. Let's say a fragment of a klimatches is not mikabel tomei. Only a fragment of a klicheres. The raivet is chedek. The raivet chitei is, it doesn't make any difference. A fragment of klicheres, a fragment of klimatches. Any kele that when it's intact, when it's complete, unbroken, so is mikabel tomei, so even a fragment of it, as long as the fragment is capable of fulfilling mei milachti orishen, let's say you have a kele, so you have a klicheres or a klimatches, and it's used for drinking water, and then it broke into two parts. As long as the fragment can be used also for the same kind of function, so mei is mikabel, even if it's a klimatches. The Rambam Shita is that it applies, it's limited only to klicheres. So the Mishnah tells us that a miniature klicheres, a miniature unbroken klicheres, So it has to have the capacity of kinisi haskot. So it's mikavutume. And then about the fragments, the smithereens of Gliheres, so if originally, while the Kele was unbroken, it had the capacity up to it of containing, up to the root inclusive, and then it broke, so any fragment that is still capable of containing Kele Mashke, Kele Sikhas Kotten, is still the Kabbalah.
That does not have the capacity of the people of the regime. He goes to become those This is what the Buddha says. Unfortunately, what the Slovak Dharma Kamala is seen that what the Buddha says is very reasonable. So, in other words, radiation, the Kamala distinguishes between the Kalisian Queen Harry, Elizabeth Abolish Tome, and the Kalisian Queen Harry, Elizabeth Abolish Tome. Elizabeth Abolish Tome. So, immediately, the Kalisian is not a fragment, is not a figure, to begin as an unbroken failure, so immediately, the failure, even if it is not in the capacity of the being. So, easy comes from it. But these are people who are dull, so immediately the failure does not pass on the mind that enters into it unless it is large enough to contain it. Then the mind comes. We have to understand why. Now, let's see what the master says. In very simple. Now let's turn to the last. In very simple. Hatati to the character, 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 Zeus, you are strong. Oh, yes, I am so, and you are true. The same for you all the master town with three heads, the lot. And I'm going to be three heads. So, the lot does not require the capacity of the being. The being has gotten, who is that before he's done a head, he's still a time of prayer, he's a late also. He's a head of the being. So he is just a head of the constant channel. Does not pass on the mind in the general. Why do we say that it has to have this capacity, that capacity? Because if it has the capacity of containing an being, then it is more. If the capacity is less than containing the being, then it has less activity. Because the Halation Kaler depends upon the activity of the thing. So maybe you say, when do we say that the needs of the heart, the needs of the heart, has enough healing, and it can be recovered soon, even if the capacity is less than everything, if the purpose of it, if the precarity, if the precarity was constructed for the purpose of being recovered much, if it is capable to be recovered, then it is not possible. So then you can be able to see it to be recovered. But taking here, this character that was constructed, the spiritual character, was constructed for what purpose? In order to be recovered faster? Who is interested that the spiritual should be able to be recovered faster? So it was constructed for the purpose of being recovered faster. So this character was constructed, this people, in the character was constructed exclusively for the purpose of being in double training. So only if it can be in double training to be released. But if it can be in double training less than it is, so then it doesn't have an option. This is the last. Now let's see what the last says here. In this one. Understand this. Achete di Kine. Then a Kine only is for Tuach Mishin Zodin, when they first have Mishne, because it's not a quick people, Elin is in Chokak Meat, the Fashin on Kahn, the Mishabu Tzeri, Hamak Mishin Elu Hamayu, Uch the Chokak Mishin Elu Tzeri Aire, Uch the Chahai Kine Ado Oche, Mayra Mishin Elu Tzeri Tzabai, the Chokak Mishin Elu Tzeri, the Osom Chani Elu Tzeri 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 So we wouldn't know when the Rashi is like Rambam, you know, or the like the Rav, or the like the Rambam's Matur Kamer, or like the Rambam's Matur Basre. But we can keep it. But here we see that the Rashi is like the Rambam's Matur Basre. In other words, when we say copies tend to be that the copies is possible, so in other words, copies is possible, so that means if it was possible to be the capital place, it becomes proper. I mean, it's really not a strong riot, because it could be, it could agree with the Rambam in the Matur Kamer too, because even according to the Rambam, so it only becomes possible. A show only ultimately becomes rotten because it's really not right. Sorry, it's not right. Und ich heiße in der Dore Meier, so ich habe mich dabei, die Hoche nicht ist Gott. Die Otto meine, ich habe das, ich habe es drin. I thought it first, that since the only nation, this fact, die Hoche nicht habe es drin, ist, and it doesn't mention anything, it's in a great, it's in a dramatic, typically it's not typical, or typical, or typically it's not typical, not that, so maybe it's a riot, but that's only a bit, it's not a riot. Und ich habe es drin, weil Hoche ist drin, ich habe es drin, ich habe es drin. Aber da sind da, die sind so her. Heute wird es sich erkotten, die sind nach, die sind wenn die gehen. So, die sind tatsächlich, der Arsch ist, die sind wenn die gehen. But there is a fair end, that the reason is why, here the mechanical requires that you have a capacity of disease, because here it wasn't constructed for the purpose of containing matter. So, it was constructed for the purpose of containing spirit. So, the melee, so then, it doesn't have the shivas of the melee, unless it has the capacity, it has the size of the beast. It has the capacity of containing the beast. But when we say that this is the capital of the Chachotis, the cement of the Chachotis, so it already has the spirit of the Taylor, and he is the Taylor, that is, it was constructed for the purpose of being the capital of magic. But if well it is constructed for the purpose of being the capital of Taylor, it must then exist. This is what the Rash says over there, but here it doesn't exist anymore. He has the same concept. So he says, the Hoshi Tree is possible to be the Kharet, I'm coming back to the Kharet, Hoshi Tree is the Kharet, the Islam says, they say, the Shibri Kharet, the Islam shows, the look at the obvious of this. So he said, it is true that as far as the miniature Kharet, as the miniature, unbroken Kharet is concerned, he doesn't require the capacity of the Kharet. But these are being Shepherd, that originally had a capacity of more than a room, then the minimum here of people is revealed. So the mainland, these are beasts that full of jungle. So even in respect to an outward sailor, it is determined by the same fear that applies to the minimum. So you have to understand that it is make sense. In other words, the Rashi says that in order to become a tailor, the job is gone. So it must be determined by the criteria that applies to him a tailor and the job. So what's the analogy between the criterion that applies to him a tailor in connection with Tomei and an intact and broken tailor in connection with something? Let's understand it. Now, I mentioned that there is a machlokes between Ram and Raya as to whether the halacha of Tibet Kelim applies to all Kelim or it only applies to Kelim. Because the Rambam means it applies only to Kelim and the Shita of Raya means it applies to all Kelim. Now, the machlokes between Ram and Raya is in the press of Kelim, halacha yud, kol ha-kelim, shem yizdeo, v'yizdeo to rosa, in Kibreya mekabim zume, אף על פי שאיתם הדבורים רואים איתם. חוץ מסיבר כחל, אם רואו בהם חרס, או רואו מקבל, הרי הוא מקבל תומו, שנאמר בפוס לחרס, ותיעשו ללומדו, שזה לא יבוא לרבים של מסיבר כחל. It is special to the host, because the more I reduce that from the topic, the whole thing. So seeing it is from the process. If you have it, if it's around the lead, it's limited to the head. If it's right, it's true. It's reduced from the process, you can reduce the head. But, hold on a story in the cloud, you don't come 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 in the cloud. So this is descriptive of the general thing of things. That is the limited, whether it's a cheret, a master, whatever it is. So it can also be counted. Here's the Rambam means, it's peculiar to cheret. But secret with master is not counted. Because there we go with other three cheret. But medlom amorim, if you're in a cheret, they are saying, we cover the amati. If you're a cheret, they are saying, we cover it. Abu, we walk the cover, we say, we cover it. Omer Avram, kama ani kama, I say. כי כל המשניים בגישר שמרית מזה שהכי עמים בעבורים שלנו לא יכול לתאים ובחורים שלי הרי בסיבו מן, וכשרוב העקות יצאים את זה חרס ובוסה שמתיתו בו חרס עמים דברים איתם וזה, דחיל את הבקות שכי זה דיני זה חרס דיני זה חרס because there is a lot of that חרס that if the חרס becomes summer there is no way of being determined Mikhail, we must have it with that So they said, we must have been some summer, you can be able to meet the desires of the other, can become toyer by emerging nature. So if we must have too, can become toyer by emerging nature. But with the head, so here is a corner over here. If it's a center between summer, there is no way of giving desire, and being not here soon, unless it breaks it. So melee, see, there is no way except that breaking it. So I could say that only other things this wrong can be disabled. But it's not. So come on, this right. Anyway, it's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rabbah. Now, so this is the fundamental machlokes. According to the Raide, there is no special halacha of Tuma Shiva. According to the Raide, there is only one halacha. Click disabled. Can be covered. Now, very very much, very good. So no one will say that he is the one who constructed the tailor. He did their job, and the tailor does not fulfill his function in the perfect way, that because of that tailor did not become it. The degree with which the tailor fulfills a certain function is not important. As long as a certain tailor is capable of fulfilling the function from the tailor, he takes the color from here. From the start, the Ayah says, we give it to Heret in the Kabbalah to make, because it means that if you break a tailor into 100 fragments, into 100 pieces, so then each little piece is the Kabbalah. It only means if this is a particular fragment of middle of the tailor, is so substantial that it can do many lakhs. It can do many lakhs. Let's say, suppose you have a task. What is the task you need? The task is used for this. So you need the task, a piece of gold copper. And it can still be used for cooking, but with a little trouble. A little trouble, you will not be able to fill it up, you know, the way you used to. So as long as it's ancient, the ancient lasts on every single, so it's considered like a real tailor, like an outlaw. What's the difference between a broken tailor and non-broken tailor? Indeed, the broken tailor too can still fulfill many lacks of the tailor, but not as well. So it doesn't matter. Not every thing, not some tailor, not the same. Certain parts are better than other parts. So the degree to the extent to which it fulfills a certain function is not important. As long as it can fulfill many lacks of the same in a general way, whether as well or not as well. So then it's considered like a real tailor, like an outlaw. So according to the Raiden, there is no special outlaw to make regarding the human tailor. If the human tailor is not in the same lacks of the same, then it's not in the same. But if you see the Satan is still capable of fulfilling his original function, even though not exactly the same way, so then it's considered like an unfolding chaos. So it's nothing. But when you get to the Hanban, there is a special law, there is a special suit of different effects. So it's a special Zerzakot. According to the Rhyme, it's also in Zerzakot. But according to the Rhyme, the Zerzakot is the plurality of this being. That even though it is broken, as long as it can fulfill major action, it's not considered broken. Who tells you to call it broken? Now, no one will say that if a little piece was dropped by the tail and top, that it's considered broken. Why? Because it still can fulfill its function. So the whole idea is that this means, even though there is a diminution in the potential of the Kehla, as long as it can do, maybe the last one of the Kehla, it still considered broken. But when it comes to Rambam, two separate elements. Two separate classes, separate. There is one stool of Kehla, of Tumat Kehla, and then there is another stool of Kehla Kehla, and that other stool of Kehla Kehla applies only to Kehla. And now, stop. Now, we could explain the Kiddush HaRash here, either on the basis of Kiddush HaRambam, or either on the basis of Kiddush HaRash. Now, so we can explain it on the basis of the Kiddush HaRambam, because the Halachic creed with that is old is fundamentally and essentially different from the Halachic Kiddush HaRambam. The Halachic Kiddush HaRambam is not grounded in Kiddush. Well, I am, this is the master of the Kiddush HaRambam. And you cannot say that it's based upon the capacity of containing things. A sword, a knife, cannot contain anything. Still, it's not true. So why is the Halachic Kiddush? Because of the functioning potential of the instrument, of the intellect, of the intent. La Mosin Knight has a certain potential. It can touch. From the mainland, that gives the Halachic Kiddush. The fact that it has the potential of fulfilling a certain function. What's the potential of the Knight? To fulfill the function of Knight. So even if we have it, the Halacha in the Kiddush is the Halachic that it is a no big people is not the Halachic. So it's not that in the Yad of the Heret, the Halachic Kiddush is grounded in the Kiddush. No! It's just as if a master is not grounded in the Kiddush, so the Heret is not grounded in the Kiddush either. But master is more positive. So the main way is that without the function of being in the Kiddush, he can just be the master. Never. But in the Heret, so if he can fulfill the function of being capable, then the spirit. But if the heaven cannot fulfill the function of being capable, then of containing what a vehicle is. Certain things. So then he doesn't even have enough spirit. But it's not the people per se that gives the potential. Even by her, the best charisma. Matre says it can breathe even without it. Why? Because Matre, per se, life, anything, any increment, can fulfill a very important function without it. But there is a heresy without people, without the potential of being used in cavalry as a container. So, cannot fulfill an important function. So, mainly, without people, it doesn't have a given of it. But the Halachic Kiddush, the Gadik HaBalistum is grounded in Chivet, not in Chivet. You see, that the Gadik HaBalistum, for the Halacha, for its glory, for the Adomo, they were sleeping in the head of the Chivet, they're not in Chivet, because they don't have Chivet. But they say the Gadik show, who is in Chivet with the Chivet? We're not in Chivet with the Chivet. You see, the whole Halachic is the Halachic of the Chivet, not just Chivet Star in general. The Gadikum is not the Halachic of Chivet. Even the Gadikheret is not the Halachic of Chivet. It's the Halachic of Chivet. process of fulfilling, of having the potential to fulfill a certain function. Now, some melee, the rat says that in regard to Kabbalah Tume, so an intake down-voting Kaleb, even if he does not have the capacity of a being, so he can still be Kabbalah Tume. Because insofar as the Halishem here regarding Kabbalah Tume is concerned, it's not grounded in this. It's not grounded in people. It's grounded in the chiddush of having the potential of fulfilling the first of all. But, so in Matre, it has the chiddush of the Kaleb without kibbutz. In Hevel, so without kibbutz, it doesn't have the chiddush. But with kibbutz, it has the chiddush. So it's not grounded in how we can take kibbutz. So the Mele, seeing it's not grounded in how it can take kibbutz, but it's grounded in the chiddush. So, it's what, but by Heret, without kibbutz in any way, so it has no kibbutz. But if it has this kibbutz, no matter how small the kibbutz is, then it has kibbutz. So anyway, it says the Chalishem kibbutz, that is a good kibbutz. Masha'ilke, yes, that is unbelievable. Why? So even with the kibbutz of Moses, of the Nisikha Tosin, so it acquires no kibbutz. Masha'ilke, when it is pregnant, it is given. So then, it only can acquire kibbutz if it can recover its substantial thing, its substantial quantity, not imagine. So, that's why we got to show. So even if it's a new taxpayer, a non-working tailor, we apply the criterion that is usually applied, that is applied to Shibre, to Ichere, regarding to me. Because why is it that regarding to me, there is a difference between an intact unbroken tailor and a broken, a fragment. Because over there, so the tune is grounded not in the Halishan principle. The tune is grounded in the Chilis. Matzah says the Chilis without Timothy. Cheres does not have Chilis unless it has Chilis. But as long as it has a potential of people, so it doesn't matter how much. So it's already a Chilis. But regarding fragments, regarding Chilis with Cheres, so there, if he doesn't have a substantial ritual, so he doesn't have Chilis. There is a difference between an unbroken, intact Kaleh, so then it acquires Chilis of the Kaleh, even with the unity of his ritual, and the broken Kaleh. So it can only acquire Chilis of the Kaleh if it has a substantial ritual. So Mele, Rizabe shows, sees the pool of gold. Is grounded not in Chilis per se, but if water passes over, let's say an iron implement that is worth, let's say, $10,000, but it has no basis, will that water become possible? Just because that implement has such an important function to fulfill. Of course not. So the pool of shows is grounded in the fact that water enters a clay kibble. So the kibble is important per se, not because if there is kibble from the kibble. We got the tune, so the kibble is easily prepared, where the kibble is necessary, it's not significant per se. It's significant in the sense that it gives kibble to the kibble. Matheus and so it's grounded, the two of those is grounded in the fact that it has the Halishem clay kibble. So the kibble is the important thing, not kibble. Who is concerned with kibble? So the Mele, it is grounded in the kibble, so only when it has, so in Rechelet, the Halacha is only when it has the substantial kibble. How do we know what is the essential of this kibble and what is an insignificant kibble? So that we see from Shimon Yechayim and Tamim. So it can be explained according to the Rambam and according to the Rashi.
All right, now.
Holy Spirit is Mishlach when it's here. Mishlach when it's here, 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 What does that mean? What? I only know if I didn't call for it. Even though I might make use of it, but I didn't call for it yet. All right. So, we don't reveal the truth that how you truly can flash is in the same way. We don't know the people who are talking about it. I thought it was my name. And we know in the early days, we keep down tossing from one place to another. Pray for a submission. So there will be battle to bullet. In other words, now the mission is started. Suppose it has a big skill. But then the disciple is blacked out. So it all depends. We spot it is blacked out. If it is blacked out, we pray rate, we kick. And the kick do not make it completely compact. It just is the pray rate are taught from one place in the scenario to another place in the scenario. So Mele, it's not in battle the chemistry, the case. Mateike, you are getting to your off of the nearby. Suppose you build up that chemistry with offer, and the intention is that it should remain. So the name is in battle the chemistry, the case. If it's in battle the failure, so it has no big evil. So if after the offer filled up the cavity that was originally constructed for the purpose of containing the prayer, so then that cavity is already filled up, it's his stomach already. So if there is no tail, if it has no tail, it has no vestibule, so if water passes through the pipe then, so it's not possible. Offer your not here, it's fully offered nearby to offer Nidra and Nassim Huda Snoke, but my new world of Targum is still an hour. The era missionation, kosher, they can be given. Now, still is in storm, it can be can. The rock is in the emsa, and it takes sale, it takes a lot of trouble. So what aloha do we have here? We have the aloha here. That's a very important aloha in Kenyan, that is in the and we got to show, in other words, that even, let's say, 30 Kenyan are not recovered to men, unless they have a big deal. For Matzah, they even without a big people will be coming to me. But for Cheres, for AIDS, without... Physical AIDS isn't coming to me, but not every physical AIDS. Only physical AIDS that is used to touch the shodom and touch the same by the table. That is not coming to me, rather. Why? Because that's not an ordinary physical AIDS. It's used to touch the shodom and it's used to touch the table, let's say, on the table, so if you use this at the table, you put certain things like this, four, now it's on the table, and it's used at the bottom, because you eat on the table. So critical aids that are mishtamish, that are used with touch the shoulder, that is scaling coming to me. But if it's a critical aid that is not used with touch the shoulder, that is scaling, so it's not coming to me. Similar to that, some of the reports in my Mishnah, they discuss the Rambam Pesach Mishneh, the Rambam Nore, and why do they say that critical age, the Sinaia, is the Kabutumi? But the Lord is critical age, the Rambam don't be Kabutumi, it is used with Tashi Shodan, Tashi Shodan, a Sinaia is not used both with Tashi Shodan and Tashi Shodan. All right, so that's the Kabutumi, that's the Kabutumi. But that's the Lord, that not all critical age can be Kabutumi. Even the Rambam. So, but just to say, So, certain critical aids are not the cover to me. So, the aloha is offering heres without the kibbutz is not the cover to me. So, even if the heres has a kibbutz, but if it wasn't constructed for the purpose of kibbutz, so it's not the cover to me. I mean, for that is the reason why, and if somebody tells me, that it's possible to start, so it doesn't only do. So, I mean, the good things, so you can be used for start, there is no shadow about it. Even though the good things are hollow inside, and they have a kibbutz, but they were not, it's a mind that way. So they were not constructed deliberately in order to be Mikabel. So the male, even though they have a kibble, you could certainly continue certain things, couldn't certain things in the Bibushi. But since it wasn't constructed deliberately for that purpose, so it's not considered as a big kibble. So in other words, besides this kibble del daloche, it has to be, the kibble has to be constructed for the purpose, deliberately, for the purpose of being Mikabel. So the name of Tzirin Shul Tzor Mikam, Umikam. Virochet Ne'emtza, so actually we see in the middle is very, very wide, and the both ends is very, very narrow. So that it contain water for a long, long time. If the pipe is constructed in such a way that at the end is both ends, so it's a very narrow mouth, and but on the whole, it is very, 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 very wide circumference. So the melee, so you could contain water for a long time. So the melee, if water goes through that kind of a pipe, it should be possible, it should be possible, it should be shown. So that what he is in the future, it should not be covered. She would show me come and me come. You think he is about the mind of us, you must hear the name of me. You look at them, I say, cold man shall be hooked up by the Kabbalah prayers. So then he deliberately constructed in order to be in the Kabbalah. But if it has a disciple, but it wasn't constructed deliberately to be in the Kabbalah, so then it's not becoming to me, and it doesn't pass on, it doesn't pass on the show. All right, here it is.
Abonon. So if you get married, you get that it's possible Abonon. So it's basic, and here now. And so here it is. Have a huge story about where it's only half clear and completely. So that's an exception. The general rule is, he is the Chachomim part of the church with the head. So it's basic. So it's basic.
In the end, it's a retreat to the natural Kabbalah. So that's the aloha that in order to consider it a tailor, so it's not enough that it has a disability. Even if it has a disability, but if the disability was not deliberately constructed in order to serve the people, so it's not a case. It's not a kumme, it's not a show. Now there's a lot of the Bimbushi, so you can be used for cut. Even though something is in Kabul kumme, it cannot be used for cut. And this has to be stable because it's hollow inside, and it's not open, so it can serve the people. But it's in Shemali that way. So it wasn't deliberately constructed to serve the disciple. Even though it had a disciple, so it's not a good. Now, that seems to be the Lapush. Now, but there is a certain cheated Raivet. The Raivet limits this concept. Not that the Raivet rejects this concept, but he limits it. The Rambam is a Kres Miyuchet. Miyuchet Mikvoyit Aloche Zayin Seyed Baruch. Mitari et ha-mikvois for Elgei min ha-tachte. Ha-tachte. That's also an issue. Ve-arochet nakon. Ketza. Mibin tiren shol cheret ishol eida. Ichayit ibe. Shein ha-tiren ispeikren et ha-mikve. U-maniach et yodof tachto. Ati yitmal u-mai. U-meichre u-matike. Ati yitzar et ha-mai ke-bisirei. ימי המיץ שכאחות אשר מסיסרו, די, והרי שני המקווי שעשו את ימיהם כמקווה. That's the meat. Now, what does it mean? Suppose you have two מקווי. You have one מקווי here, and you have one מקווי here. Each מקווי has hopstone. So, you can bring the pipe, if you want, and you put the pipe, you put between the two mikvahs, and then you are mechaber that there should be continuity of water from this mikvah to the pipe. There should be continuity of water, even if it's the chutah tzar. So continuity of water to it between this mikvah and the other mikvah. So mele, so areim to mikvah. That's a big mentioning. So Omar Abram, the deceptive, the Imhoyo Asir in Kofu, kosher who plays. So the deceptor says that if the tefillin is kofos kosher, so it's fake. What does it mean kofos kosher? In other words, that means like our Mishnah. Tefillin should come and come and come, the roche, there's one. So in other words, at the opening it's very narrow. It's very narrow. And but all the way it's very wide. So melee, if it is kofu, so then it can be kept. It can be kept, the water can be contained there. If it's not kofu, some melee, the water will go out. But if it's kofu, so the water will be kept. So it passes. In other words, according to the accepted, it accepted, even though the ceiling was not constructed for the purpose of being covered something. But it just happened that way. So it's still a criteria. That's the beginning of the deception. So this is, the Rambam doesn't mention this, he said. The Kashi, so the Rai himself says he has the Kashi. Shalom hu b'mishna atil matirin shebizvecheret hatirin is apal pishen bufin the apal pishen bitablin. That in Mishnah in Kelim, the Mishnah says in Kelim, in other words, Vecheret, Klei Matches can be Mikabu without Kibu, but Vecheret cannot be Mikabu to me always, he says it is Kibu. So the Mishnah says in Kelim, that even if there is a Kibu, because it's Kofu. So because of that, it is Mikabu. But since it wasn't constructed for the purpose of being Mikabu, that wasn't the purpose as to why it was constructed that way. So the mele is not the Kabbalah Tumeh. So we see that there is a prerequisite for Kabbalah Tumeh that not only that it should have a table, that it should deliberately be constructed for the purpose of being the Kabbalah. So why do we have to say that if the ceiling that connects to Mikvoyeh is Kofu, then it cannot connect to Mikvoyeh's Chatzeres? The Ulai, Afal Pishen, Kedin Leatmon, Mikol Mokin, Kidin Shed Mekabolehin, U Mekablin, Psulim, Nidah the Habak with Lori, the Hayim today, Mikigin Shalayim Kirat Pishen. So he said, the death only, I would say, where do we say that even if it's negative, but if it was constructed deliberately for the purpose of it? So it does not have anything of it anyway. That's why Gabi Kabbalah Stume. To Kabbalah Stume, they are two prerequisites. Number one, it should have a disciple. Number two, that it should deliberately be constructed for the purpose. But with Gabi Paslin, even this way, as long as it has a disciple, even though it wasn't deliberately constructed for the purpose of disciple, some melee, it is. It has a din of it up to the table. So the kashe against the Raide. So our Mishneh Gimel. See when she saw me come and come, the whole in the end, die in the place, if they shall not come up. Even though it is a basic, because it is Rochen in the end, and they both mouth. It both open on this side and that side. It's very, very, very narrow. Even though in the middle is relatively wide, so the middle of the water is kept there. The bulk of the water is kept there. Not every drop. Because a little bit will come out with the mouth of the pipe. But the bulk of the water is kept there. But since you're going to construct it for the purpose of kibbutz, so it's not shown. Now here not dealing with Kabbalah Tumeh. Here not dealing with Kabbalah Tumeh. Because here it's not a question. It's not just a question of Aviyot Malvitare. Here it's a question of Shor. If it had been just a question of Aviyot Malvitare, all right. But here it's a question of Shor. There's a Kashe. There's a Mishnah race. There's a Kashe. So there is a Reb Chaim. Now, Reb Chaim, this is Reb Chaim, he's on the Rambam, Pirkvov, Halacha Daos. So there he mentions the two concepts of Yeru Mikvoyt Yisrael HaNeid and Chikot Yisrael HaNeid. All right, but it's not ours. But then, towards the end, he mentions the Rambam. He says, Pirkvov, Halacha Daos, what is the Rambam? In Tarim, Samitvoy, Zemi, Zeal, Yisrael. Variety construction is a related detective in my human copy culture paper. The castle is a long edition of the material of the character, as the latest of the book in the book of the castle.